really what we're interested in doing is just seeing how many people can become involved and how many lessons could we get out there. Maybe there's 100 lessons. Maybe there's 1,000 lessons. Who knows?
Mm-hmm. Van Gray and his colleague, Blaine McCormick, still marvel at how many ideas have been sprung and how many people around the world have been taught lessons about entrepreneurship since the first time Dr. McCormick picked up a bottle of Coke while talking to businessmen in Honduras. This teaching tool led them to Rwanda and Kenya this summer, and their enthusiasm for the project has spread to other colleges, like Mercer, where students are also taking the lessons worldwide. They're all trying to change the way people look at business.
In the church presently, people see business as evil. They see business people as corrupt, as thieves, as people who want to rip off.
Edward Simiyu is the pastor at a Kenyan church where McCormick and Gray spoke this summer.
And I like the illustration you gave, you know, showing the model, contrasting the model of a business person exchanging a product or a service with a customer. Compared to a thief who comes and robs you. And when you put the two together, you see how actually doing business is divine and is able to contribute to improving the welfare of our people.
So what, besides helping people better understand business, are Dr. McCormick and Dr. Gray's goals? They want to make profit a force to improve lives, says first Gray, then McCormick.
Certainly there is this notion, and it's a very historical, very long-term notion that there's just something not above board totally about business activity. And so this is really a very important theme for Blaine and I, because we firmly believe that profit is the greatest moderator of the ill effects of poverty. And so profit really becomes a tremendous change element, and yet it's got to be noble. And of course, from a Judeo-Christian perspective, there's also a rich history of work being enamored, work being noble.
I've got a really simple goal. I mean, there's multiple reasons why I've enjoyed this, and I continue to engage and interact with it. But as a fundamental goal, if we can go in and take people who make $100 a year, U.S., and help them make $200 a year, we've doubled their quality of life in some ways, just on that one metric. But that's a huge advantage, and it doesn't the differences, the switches that have to flip to get to there are not that hard to flip. Mm-hmm. And if Coke can help us do that, you know, we want to take that vehicle in there. So we do view this as a way that with just a little bit of business training that we can raise that standard of living, you know, two times, maybe more.
I think for both Blaine and I, this notion of poverty and how do we begin to moderate the ill effects of poverty is really the reason that we're both so compelled to do this.
Earlier in this series, McCormick asked a question to business people. How did Coke get so big? The answer boils down to that Coke decided to get big. McCormick and Gray don't know how big the Coke bottle business lessons will get, but they desire to grow them as well.
We're just getting warmed up, I think, on these materials.
I would say that this is becoming a passion, and not just a passion that Blaine and I share, but a passion that we're finding that it's a shared passion with other people.
You can hear prior stories in this series, as well as business reviews on the topic, online at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.